Hey, this is Fishing Frank, and we're doing a fishing report with Captain Tim Johnson, owner of Reaper Rods. Yes, Reaper Rods, that new microwave guide system rod. And Tim, what's been going on the harbor, man?
Man, tarpon, cobia, redfish, snook, you name it, it's eating. Absolutely.
So,
what's everybody's taste this week?
Well, let's start off with if you've been out on the flats or you've been out tarpon, what you been doing?
Been doing both. Been doing tarpon up towards Burnt Store Bar. There's plenty to go around from there all the way out to Bokelia. They seem to be flooding in the trough right now.
All right. Well, so, let's go back because you own Reaper Rods. What's the rod you're using? What rod and what reel would you suggest right now with what line for tarpon?
Well, right now we're using a new prototype of ours. The rod is actually called the Boom Tangler. It's a 7-foot rod with a microwave surf guide.
All right, what's up with 7? How do you decide on 7-foot?
Well, you know, everyone goes to 7-6, 8-foot to get, you know, that longer pitch, you know, pitching lightweight crafts. Thread fins, you name it. And with the microwave system, there's no need to go to that 8-foot strength stretch. And, you know, the shorter the rod, usually the faster you get to the backbone of the rod. And so we chose 7. We wanted to prove that we could do everything an 8-footer could do as far as castability, but do it in a 7-foot rod, more compact and basically a stronger rod.
Okay. And what size line are you throwing?
I'm using 60-pound Invisibraid.
All right. And what's the reel of choice?
Reel of choice for me is Stella's.
No, it's all good. Stella's pretty real. I happen to carry them. I'm all good with it. You know, you can talk about Stella's. I got them on the shelf. Go right ahead.
No, I mean, I like my Stella's. I love the drag on. It is probably the most fluid drag system I've ever had in my hand. Lightweight, which complements, you know, what we do real well on the rods. You know, we're looking for, you know, that lighter weight gear, but still very, very strong.
Yeah, that's
so
all good.
That's a great combination.
What you're using, 60-pound Invisibraid, what are you using for a leader?
We regulate leader. I mean, depending on the bite, but I've been using primarily 80-pound Yozuri fluorocarbon.
Okay.
If the bite gets a little touchy or whatever, we will drop it down to 60-pound. You know, and usually you don't go 60-60, but
yeah. I've got to give you a spool of Sean's from American Fishing Wire. I'll give you some of his fluorocarbon to try. I think you'll like it. Sean's just
Absolutely.
A good friend, so you know, always trying.
Hey, you never grow unless you try something new. You know.
Yeah. Give you a shot of that. And the other thing you're going to want to keep on your boat now is that new AFW tieable steel, because you get out there and all of a sudden you're getting in a shark bite, you can simply splice on a foot and a half to the end of your leader and you're into shark fishing.
Yep, Captain Kale has really been you can't say enough about it. I have not tried it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of it on the counter. People are coming in every day tying it up, and so far no one has failed to tie a knot in it that holds. Whether they're doing a clinch knot, a uni knot, unis are the best, but you know, any other knot works.
You know, this time of year we got a lot of toothy critters in the harbor. I mean, you've got, you know, mackerel, you've got the sharks, you know, it's, you know, fluorocarbon is great, but
yeah, sometimes you
get
bit through. And the problem we've always had is how do you attach onto it easily, and this way you just tie line to line with it. You know, you can just splice
really
it right on the end of your leader. How long a leader are you using with that 7-foot rod?